Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is February 13th, and this episode is called The What and the How. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. James 4:17. The what? Knowing what to do. Most of us know some aspect of what to do. If nothing less, we know, hey, I need to work hard to get ahead. Granted, some of us don't know beyond that what to do, but just about everyone can jump on the internet and find out a list of 10 things to do to accomplish, or the top 5 things to do to accomplish this or that, or the 7 habits of highly successful people, or whatever. You can find a solution for just about anything, and I do mean anything, on the internet. Good things, good answers, quality directions, and bad things too. But to find the how to do those things is a lot harder. How to follow the instructions is much harder, and how to stay on target is the most important. There's that perseverance factor again. We all have about 100 ideas every day out of 6,000 thoughts. Wow. Some more and some less, some simple, some complex. Most of these we discard, 2% keep them. And those that don't discard them, only 2% act on them. That means only 4 of us out of 10,000 act on an idea. Whoa. Why? Because most of us don't have a system for acting upon them. Stop. Write it down. Revisit when you have a spare moment at the end of the day during your reflection time, giving yourself a specific and immediate goal for accomplishing it. I love the scripture from February 11th. Get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, that's a serious call to get wisdom and understanding. That's the what. How do you get it? From February 11, in that case, it was asking questions. That's how you get the how. Ask questions of everybody and everything. Don't be so proud as to think you know, wing it, and miss time after time. The information is available. Learn on someone else's dime. If you don't know, find out. Someone else has already paid the price. Get their wisdom. Do the homework. Don't be lazy. The reason you fail at accomplishing is not because you failed to schedule the what, but because you failed to take action, the how, on the scheduled tasked item. That's why the concept of positive accountability is so crucial. Accountability helps 75% of us stay on target. Who is your positive accountability? Go find a mentor. Accountability partner today. Seriously, it'll help you get to the end. Lord, teach me how to accomplish, not only what to do. Your word says, if I lack wisdom to ask, I'm asking now for wisdom. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.